Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman. Today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 91. This chapter has 16 psukim in it. We continue in the psalms written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe urges us not to give up from the length of this long gullus. He encourages us to trust Hashem will save us. The Malbim writes this chapter is a continuation of the previous one. The last one was about man's frailty and the temporary nature of time. Well, the message in this one is that a person who's Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, sits in the shade of Hashem, is lifted above time, and experiences a better, quieter life. Psychologically speaking, no need to look outside yourself for tranquility and peace of mind. Our entire experience of life is a godly, divine one. There's no real separation between the inside and the outside. It's only an imagined difference. So even if you think God is outside yourself and there's some destination you need to get to, truth be told, God is inside yourself, creating your moment-to-moment experience of life. If you think it's not that way, it still really is that way, because our experience of life is coming through us and not at us. Therefore, peace of mind is just one thought away. Now for the chapter summary. The parak relates the comfort a person who deeply understands God is a shadow feels. God's protection is always present, shielding you with his wings and truth, which protects like armor. Therefore, there's no need to fear at night or be scared of any circumstance, because God is my refuge. God is constantly on the lookout for the betterment of your life. He'll even send you angels to help. God deeply desires for you to succeed in life. When a person sees this, they automatically feel obligated to give back to Hashem, desiring to come close to Him, living life in a manner which will make God happy. Now for the highlight pasuk. The parak starts with the words, Yoshev b'seser elyon b'tzel shakai yislonan. O you who dwell in the shelter of the Most High and abide in the protection of Shakai. For starters, Rashi explains, whoever tries to live a life that's absorbed in the shadow of the innermost parts of the Shekhinah, divine presence, will reap the benefits of God's shadow and protection. The Gemara in Shavuos 15b calls this parak the Shir Shel Pegaim, Song of Plagues, because anyone who says this parak will be saved from misfortune. So we see already from the Gemara the special influence of saying this chapter. Anyone who places their trust in Hashem will increase their divine protection. In a similar vein, the Abu Draham points out the letter Zion isn't written once in this entire parak. The word Zion means weapon. In fact, the letter Zion itself looks like a hammer to teach us anyone who says this chapter with sincerity and honesty will not need any weapon, because the main weapon of a Jew is tefillah. Let us merit to see and feel God's protection that's always with us at every moment in our lives, to find comfort in the fact Hashem is our protection. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.